Good morning, Stuart with you till nine on the BBC Radio Northampton Breakfast Show. A patient with a suspected case of Ebola is being tested at Northampton General Hospital. The hospital says it's unlikely the person has the virus. BBC Radio Northampton's Tom Percival is at the hospital this morning. So, Tom, tell us what we know so far.
Well, we had a statement from Northampton General late last night, Stuart, regarding this patient, a woman who the statement said had a suspected case of Ebola. The woman was admitted yesterday evening. They were tested for malaria, but this came back negative. Now, the statement says Ebola is considered unlikely, but testing is being done as a precaution, as is usual practice in these circumstances. The hospital says it is confident that all appropriate actions are being taken to protect the public's health and to ensure there is no risk to patients or staff. Professor Jonathan Bull is a professor of virology at the University of Nottingham. He's an expert in Ebola, and he explained what will be going on.
Essentially, what they do is once they've ascertained that there really is a potential risk, and that essentially means that somebody has either travelled to one of the three most affected areas, or indeed has ever been in contact with somebody with Ebola virus infection. If they're displaying a temperature or symptoms, what they'll do is they will isolate them at that hospital to make sure that they can't mix with other people. They will then go through a very detailed questionnaire and a health check just to kind of ascertain the degree of risk. And in a way, that will also dictate to what degree the healthcare workers who are dealing with them, the hospital staff, how well they protect themselves. But they will all have basic but sufficient protection. And then essentially they'll test for things which are fairly common to people who've travelled to Africa, so things like malaria. But also if things like malaria tests, etc., come back negative, then they'll also be requesting for an Ebola virus test, which would be sent off to Porton Down. And based upon that result, obviously, if that's negative, then the person will be allowed out, but obviously be told to just really keep an eye on things. If it's positive, then they would be transferred down to the Royal Free.
Now, we know very little about the woman involved in this case, Stuart, but Public Health England has confirmed that she has a history of travel to West Africa, and she's been kept here at Northampton General in isolation.
So the people of Northampton going about their daily business and hearing this morning, Tom, how concerned, how worried, if at all, should they be about this?
Well, there are two strands to stress here. Now, the first is, as we've already said, the hospital says that it is unlikely that this is an Ebola case. We should get the test results back from testing centre at Porton Down this afternoon to confirm the nature of any infection that she may have. It's worth stressing, though, that in recent weeks, around 150 tests similar to this one have been carried out on patients with suspected cases of Ebola. And of those 150, there's only been one positive result.
The one person that has proven to be positive is the nurse that's down in London. And of course, that she was working out in West Africa. So I think the 150 people that have been tested, they've done as a precaution, and I think that's advisable. I think one of the important aspects is preparedness, and the UK as a whole is extremely well prepared to deal with any situations with respect to people getting Ebola or even suspected of having Ebola. And I think preparedness is probably one of the key elements that will make sure that the population is safe.
That's Dr. Stuart Allen from the School of Health at the University of Northampton, Tom. And, of course, there's the way Ebola is transmitted is also important to remember.
Yes. So, just to re-emphasise, this is only a suspected case. Northampton General says that it's unlikely that this is Ebola. But if it did turn out positive, if it did turn out to be Ebola, the virus can only be transmitted through contact with the bodily fluids of an infected person, things like blood, vomit, faeces. Now, last year, Northampton General held a test run-through of exactly how it would deal with precisely this scenario, and so bosses here have always said that they're ready to protect staff, ready to protect patients. We should stress the hospital is working normally today. All patient appointments are carrying on as planned, and we really don't want to scaremonger. This morning, we've said the chances of this being a positive test are small, but people were already talking about this, talking about it last night, talking about it this morning. The hospital has made a statement as well. And so we think it's important to get the facts of this situation out there and hopefully stop any rumours.
Tom, thank you very much indeed. Tom Percival at Northampton General Hospital. Yes, indeed, it was the fact that this patient had been admitted to the hospital for these tests was public knowledge last night. And it's important, as Tom said, that we make it clear this morning exactly what the situation is. It's unlikely that the patient will be shown to have Ebola, but the necessary tests are being carried out, and the hospital, in its preparedness and its readiness to deal with this, is handling the situation in accordance with the practice that it should adopt. Now, it is important to stress, as Tom just said, that the rest of the work of Northampton General Hospital today will go on as normal. So outpatients' appointments should be attended as usual, and dare I mention the words accident and emergency, they will still be operational. A&E department will still be operational as it normally would be, although again, of course, the usual rules apply to that. Please don't go there unless you absolutely have to, just to keep relieve the pressure on A&E, but that's got nothing to do with the Ebola case. Everything else at Northampton General Hospital goes on as normal, and as we get details for you of the results of the tests that are being carried on that patient, we'll bring it to you. The anticipation is that they'll prove to be negative. But of course, more on that as we get it, as I say, here on BBC Radio Northampton.